Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
Plumbing the Death Star is a pop culture comedy podcast that asks the important questions like, how would you use flubber to cheat?
Flubber, everybody knows it. Robin Williams, he makes it in a lab.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oratory.
At what?
A lab oratory. Oh,
okay. It's a green goo with many beautiful properties.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mostly bouncy.
It is. Well, yeah, that's kind of the primary property. It's incredibly bouncy.
Mm-hmm.
It will take whatever momentum you put into it and then, like, bounce it back.
Yep.
Okay.
So if you punch the flubber, you're going to fling your arm back and pop it out of its socket.
That's not good. Does that happen?
Okay.
Yeah. People get fucked up in the flubber movie.
Yep.
Somebody gets hit in the head with a bowling ball twice.
Same guy twice?
Okay. Yeah.
Same instances, like bang, bounce,
so
bang again.
So here's what happens. Robin Williams is figuring out the flubber technology.
Robin Williams gets hit in the brain twice? The bowling ball?
Robin Williams is okay from the flubber. Well, he does get injured, but anyway.
Yeah.
The two goons. There are goons.
Okay.
Yeah.
The two goons, they are watching Robin Williams because they wish to steal the flubber.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Robin Williams is testing out, because he makes the flubber into a gel, and he rubs it on a simple golf ball, and then it goes fucking flying.
Oh, yeah, because it's got infinite momentum or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't stop, yeah.
And then it goes outside. And donk, hits one of the guys in the forehead. I full of smacked myself.
Yeah. And you've also said in the stories, this one guy gets hit with the bowling ball twice, but he also gets hit with a golf ball?
No, that's there's two goons.
Oh, okay, so one
gets hit with a golf ball.
Yeah.
And then to escalate the gag, Robin Williams is like, now to try with a bowling ball. And the same thing happens to the other goon. But then because they've got infinite momentum, they bounce on the ground and fly really high up in the sky. Like really, really high.
Yeah.
And then there's a scene. They've got quite nasty bruises. They don't look like cartoon bruises.
Uh-huh.
They're really quite gross.
Yeah.
And then he looks up and then a bowling ball hits him on the head.
Same scene?
Same scene.
Okay.
But instead of it crushing his skull, like if you dropped a bowling ball on a guy's head.
It would replace the guy's head with the bowling ball.
He would turn around and be like, am I okay? And he would have a bowling ball.
Head through his neck, replaced with a bowling ball.
It would go through his neck and out his gooch if a bowling ball went down. Am I okay? But his head split
it
off.
Yeah.
No.
Dude, you're sick.
Let me just see if I can
push your head. Oh my god, it works!
You're all good, thank god. And then you turn to your other friend and you go, shake your head.
He's not gonna make it.
This motherfucker's dead. Bad, right? He's the deadest motherfucker you've ever seen in your life.
He's fucking dead, and when he realizes he's fucking dead, it's game over for me and you, pal.
What, dead man walking
what are you saying over there? Nothing!
Dude, we're just saying how cool you look.
Are you saying I'm dead?
No! fuck!
Figured it out.
We're going to be in the slammer for a long time.
Yeah.
So, you know how many years you get for malpractice these days?
Are we doctors?
Well, I just did surgery.
With a bowling ball?
No, I reversed the...
Hi, Jackson. Thanks so much for coming in for the operation. Let me just grab my tools. What? We're just going to put the anesthetic on you.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Good night.
Is that because you're going bowling after this surgery?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, kid. Whatever you want to believe.
No.
And they roll the bowling ball up my gooch. They go in the opposite direction.
Yeah, clean your brain out.
Yeah. So yeah, it's got that property.
Yep.
It can also, this is only used once in the movie, but it can transform into different shapes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Does it become a sexy lady or something? Does it dance?
No, that, it does become an ass at one point.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. Yes!
So it's bouncing around the neighborhood and it goes
behind.
Does it
do a fart or does it do a dance?
No.
Those are the two things an ass can do.
Do a little wiggle.
So the camera.
That's a dance.
That's a dance, you're right.
The camera's following Flubber as it zooms around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Flubber zooms. Flubber can fly for this part of the movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Flubber zooms into a house and we follow with the camera a lady's bountiful bottom
as it wiggles.
Goes from side to side and then Flubber imitates it and then it becomes a ball again.
Okay.
But Flubber also has an ass.
Okay.
Because he's a little guy.
What does it Flubber eat?
Flubber fart?
Nobody farts.
No one farts in Flubber?
No one farts in Flubber.
I would have put my life savings on the fact that there's at least one fart in Flubber.
Flubber makes fart sounds with its... Well, it doesn't have a mouth, but it does make fart sounds.
It's got an ass, but no mouth.
Well, it's got like a...
You know what?
I've got...
You know what? That is not the purview of today's question.
I have an ass, but no mouth, yet I must scream.
I have an ass, but no mouth. I fart, but have no holes. What am I?
Flubber, bitch! Easy. Next question. This troll under the bridge is going to be pissed off. Oh, that's a hard one.
Fuck,
well,
dude. I thought Flubber would stomp you. All right, go across the goddamn bridge. You worked my life, you know.
Yeah. I'm 200 years old and love to buy a family.
Flubber! Yeah,
Bicentennial Man!
I got to stop picking Robin Williams movies.
Even the ones people hate, they seem to know.
I'm an annoying doctor.
My ass is out.
Wears a big red nose.
Patch Adams!
God damn it.
Flubber, I don't think, has any other abilities other than that. He's bouncy. That's the main one.
Yeah, sweet. All right, well... Okay, it's bouncy, and in the movie, look, Jackson's seen it recently. I've seen it a lot in the late 90s, which
was a boy.
25 years ago.
Yeah.
I remember that in this, Robert Williams uses Flubber somehow to cheat at basketball. I don't think he's playing in the basketball team, but he
puts him on shoes and makes him bounce.
Makes the
kids
dunk
bounce. From
half court.
Yeah, they Space Jam the kids style. Are like in the fucking sky, and somebody's like... Are you going to say something about this? And the coach is like, brother, there's no rule that says they can't jump too high.
Here's the thing about basketball. Jumping that high wouldn't make you better at it. It would make it harder.
Yeah, absolutely. There's one point, I don't know, do you think in a game of basketball they would let this happen? So one of the boys, the basketball boys, he jumps so high and then holding the basketball, he goes through the net. Like he dives through the net. Would that be allowed?
I think you'd have to...
I just don't think in the history of, say, the NBA that has ever happened. But I feel if you were, say, you had the ball.
Yeah.
And then, say, someone...
The Harlem Globetrotters probably do that.
Yeah. Like maybe a little guy then clung to the ball and like wrapped himself around it and you could pick up the ball with the little guy and you could dunk that and I think that would count.
Yeah. So you're imagining in this scenario this basketball team has a little guy for this purpose exactly?
I was imagining that was the opposition, and they were trying to like block it or defend, and he wrapped himself around said ball, but then for somehow he managed to finagle the guy in a way that he could dunk him.
Yeah.
I think that would score.
Yeah.
But a little guy's touching the ball.
Yeah, but
he was the last guy to touch the ball before it went through the hoop.
It's fucking AFL rules, or it doesn't matter who touched the ball before it goes in the hole.
I'm bad at basketball. I forget which hoop is ours.
Yeah.
And I shoot it, and in the other direction.
Yeah, they get points.
And I score. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, it's like soccer rules.
Okay.
Where it's the goal, it doesn't matter who kicked it.
People are booing. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But I don't know why I'm here.
I score a three-pointer.
You're just happy you got the ball in the hole.
Yeah. Does it also count as in, like, behind the three-point line? Because technically I shot from well and truly my three-point line.
I'm pretty sure once
again I got into that net.
Yeah.
No, it would still be two.
They should put just, like, a bunch of nets around and, like, half of them belong to one team and half belong to the other.
There you have a guess.
It's like a many-net game.
Why?
Because it's, like, part of it, it's like a memory thing now. Yeah. You got to remember which nets are yours.
Is there still one ball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think that would change.
But then a multi-ball can't happen. Like in pinball.
Yeah.
Yeah, I figured. What other thing could I be thinking of when you say multi-ball?
Like a surgery again?
What surgery?
When your doctor pulls out two bowling balls.
Like if you wanted a third nut. It's a grown-up.
I mean,
but then you're really
three or four. It's a multi.
You can put a goat testicle in. Sure,
I don't think they call that a multi ball.
No, they call that a scam. So when you had Jackson, famously have a testicular replacement nut.
Yes,
could you have had the option to get a multi ball?
Well, I could. I didn't ask.
Why not?
Well, I didn't think of it at
because
the time.
When I said, what could I be thinking of except for pinball? When you said multi-ball, you said a multi-ball operation.
Well, nobody was talking. If you'd been there when they said, Jackson, we're going to give you a replacement ball.
Yeah.
And you leaned over to me and said, Jackson, what else could multi-ball mean? I would have been like, oh, doctor, can I get actually 4 or 5?
Can they put 4 or 5 and make them little?
Yeah, can I get 4 or 5, like a bunch of grapes in
my
desk?
Yeah.
Make them light
or
up.
Like a, can you make my nutsack feel kind of like a bag of marbles?
Yeah, and I want it to be, to clack.
Yeah.
That's
one thing the testicles don't have that they should have, a clack.
Oh, yeah. Mm. I want clacking nuts. Yeah. Like either a bunch of marbles or a bunch of pennies.
Yeah.
Like these little pendulum things that, like, you see.
Newton's cradle.
Yeah.
I think what would be great about a bunch of pennies is as I walked around, people would think I was rich.
No. If you hear change in someone's pocket, you think, wow, here comes Mr. Ooh. Big Rich Man.
Here look comes at this money billionaire over here.
If you've got a big sack with an S, like a dollar sign on it, and you're shaking it, yeah, sure. I'm probably.
Okay, well, I get a tattoo on my nuts of a dollar sign.
Yeah.
And then maybe I get it filled with paper money so that it swishes as I walk.
What?
It's how could
how would paper money swish?
How would anyone know that
it's very dry?
It's not meant to be that dry in your nutsack.
Well, I guess he's putting paper in
well,
there.
Well, there might be medical problems down the track.
So you're imagining
paper money.
So is this a scene you imagine when you think of notes rubbing together? Like,
we have plastic.
Well, I'm getting American dollars in there. Benjamins.
I don't think that they...
Nuts full of Benjamin.
How would you know?
I'm so rich, got a nut, but sack full of Benjamins, my nuts.
How would you know? Like, the surgical...
He's telling people
about
the
surgical
things.
Don't worry, I put, like, a big fat stacks of Benjamins in there. Like, thanks,
and
doctor.
Then, what's really good
and then
is
one day you get there with a Stanley knife and cut yourself open to have a look, and you're like, he just wadded up bits of paper.
It's just rags.
Son of a bitch.
One day I'm stranded in a country with no money. I'm stranded in America. I think, thank God I got my emergency nutsack full of Benjamins. I slice open my nutsack. It's just cloth.
Yeah.
Scrap cloth.
Surely.
Malpractice.
If you want, you know, like somehow install a coin purse in your coin purse.
And then I can clip it open.
You could like put something in there, maybe a bit of leather.
Yeah.
Sort of there, and then a zip.
I could have done plenty with my knots that I did.
Yeah, instead you just got one fake knot.
Yeah, I really fucked it up.
Yeah, dude, you fucked that up so bad.
Fucked it up so badly. I'm so embarrassed.
Anyway, I'm using flubbered sheet at the track, horse racing.
Elaborate.
Okay, so.
Tell me how.
There's two things about this. One, horse racing,
yes,
or wraithing, as I kept trying to say there.
And I imagine, like, what the horses are dead. the horse race,
unethical.
Yeah. Very.
Even though some horses do just want to run, and we should let them.
That is true.
It often results in permanent damage of horses and us just shooting an innocent animal. Mm-hmm.
That's why the racetrack is a very haunted area, and I guess horse wraithing is very correct.
Absolutely,
very good joke, scathing commentary.
Yeah, it's
by
huge.
One Joseph Adusha.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, so unethical.
Okay.
Horses can get hurt and die.
Sure.
But two, very easy to bet on. In fact, that's
easy
the whole thing.
Yeah. Do it on your phone.
Do it on your phone.
Mm.
You can just
sportsbet.com.
Yeah. What are you?
Sportsbet.com, search horses.
Yeah, I think so. Sportsbet I associate with like sports.
Yeah.
You can go speak to the bookie.
Go to
be like,
Google.
Hey, and you can ask for a money loan so that they kill you or something if you lose the race.
Yeah, every film that I've seen where they go for those loan shark.
Yeah, loan shark.
Always good.
I really like Deuce and Shorg that you get killed by the bookie. Going to be like, hey, what's the worst horse? $10 million.
Oh, no, he's doing suicide by bookie.
Okay, so what are you doing to the horses with the flubber?
Basically, I'm doing the same thing as the basketball.
Yeah. So, tax.
In its little horseshoes.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And then it will bounce, but it won't have any physical strain on the horse.
So here's... Okay. Maybe.
And it could go over, because there's no rule... Or is there a rule?
So I think a problem you're going to encounter... Yeah. So in the movie...
Yeah.
The kids, when they bounce up, they land on their feet again.
Yeah. Mm.
But I'm assuming that's because a human has the coordination to be like, I better land on my feet.
Horses will land on their feet. They jump.
Also, Robin Williams, I'm sure, does he tell the kids what he's doing?
No.
Never mind then. Because I was going to say, at least as a human with like the human brain and horse of thoughts of a human, I'm going to be like, oh, right. there's something on, I can bounce with this. Cool, yeah. I'm figuring this out. A horse with horse thoughts is going to take one big leap forward. A lot of momentum on like a horse stomp.
Yeah.
One leg.
Is that faster than running? That's a real question.
Because, and so then, when the people bounce, they do like one jump.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But a horse gallops by slamming its... The first hoof down goes flying back. You make the horse flip.
Yeah. That horse has no leg. And then maybe with the momentum, I'm just thinking of a horse, bang, as it puts its foot down, and yeah. then it sort of spins sideways.
It corkscrews
up, maybe into the grandstands.
Into the crowd.
Now, how heavy is a horse, and can if a horse with a horse moving at the same momentum
yeah.
of a horse striking the ground,
yeah.
Hits the lad.
I just love.
Am I alive?
Douche
if
standing.
I'm there with my
you got your cards.
Oh yeah, I put so much money on this short thing, and I see a horse.
You get your eyes down at the card. You're looking at your odds or whatever. You hear, you're like, what's that? You look up at the horse.
Just corkscrewing towards me. I could body that. Yeah.
Collected by the side of a horse. Boom into the stands.
Dead.
Yeah, dead.
Deceased. Obliterated by horse flesh.
Okay. Well, maybe I can use this as a PSA against horse racing. I'm cheating my way into political movements.
Okay, can you explain? So you're still killing the horse? Are you saying that this is a result of horse racing?
Yes.
The horse got so good at horse racing.
Well, because we clearly don't care about the lives of horses.
Okay.
So we, by not caring about the lives of
horses.
Wait, let me explain.
To prove that horse racing is bad, you're going to kill a horse.
Yes.
Okay.
But also a guy, I guess.
Yeah. Forgot about the jockey.
Or it's you, but in a full cast. Being like, see what happens, dude.
Horse racing is bad.
A freak accident kills multiple people.
I guess how else are you gonna describe it? It was truly a freak accident at the track.
Yeah, yeah, when magic happened and the horses
was
leg
catapulted
blew off.
Into the stands, killing three onlookers.
Yeah. Right.
Then I'll be like, we gotta ban horse racing. So, get me into government.
I'm curious.
It's a political move. It's a political step. Okay.
Does the flubber ever lose sort of its buoyancy? How many bounces? Because I'm like, how many times? Did you put them on all four of its legs?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm just, as it sort of like one strikes and then it's just going everywhere. But then it's like, as it's flailing around, I don't think a horse is a still creature.
No.
Especially when it's like flying around. Like when it's flailing
that
around,
that horse is bouncing around like a fucking bouncy ball.
Just when on its legs.
When the flubber wears off, you're getting a horse torso and nothing else.
And those legs are gonna go and do some damage to the rest
just
of
a bouncing horse leg.
It's a lot of horse.
And then you're like, this would never have happened if we didn't race horses. And we'll be like, I don't know what made this happen.
I think there was a bomb in the horse. I don't know what's happening. I didn't hear an explosion, but that horse blew up.
Someone put a bomb in that horse.
A national tragedy down at Flemington Racecourse today when a bomb was placed inside a horse.
We couldn't find
the bomb when we looked inside, but surely.
We've got a lot of the footage here. Viewers at home, you can watch it at
viewer discretion advised. What we're about to show you is deeply disturbing.
And confusing.
Deeply disturbing, confusing. We do not know why. We need to stress that this is not CGI. There is multiple camera
stop
angles.
Stop the race so we can check the other horses.
Say nup to the cup. Because it could kill you.
Yeah, if you were at home can figure this out, please let us know.
What
some of our top minds are confused.
Do you reckon that would stop horse racing?
I
think it would stop that race.
I think it would stop that race. But
when you say, hey, you know how sometimes like NASCAR, a car will crash into the crowd? That happened with a horse. That's timeout on the race.
That's true. It does happen at NASCAR a bit, and they keep doing it.
Yeah,
yeah, but it's not. This has never happened to a horse before.
Cars are not designed to crash, but they can crash.
Yeah.
A horse isn't designed.
What would you think had happened? Because my thought then...
Sorry.
No, please.
I think bombing the horse is probably...
But So the tacks on their shoes. Yeah. Now they when are you putting it on them? Because they got to walk to
little.
They got to walk that little store thing. They got to be in that little store thing, and they like stomping around like
boy, just shooting out the roof of the stable.
Just this like red mist just comes out of the
yeah like a starting like gate. Go out of the doesn't burst out of the dump, just cracks its neck on the ceiling, and then they're like go, and all the horses run out except that one.
That opens up. It's a flopped horse. It's a shoot, or its feet hit the boy, bang, bang, bang.
You're looking at your ticket being like, I don't think I'm going to make any money off this because it's dead.
I don't think this is going to change the world either.
How in the game in the movie, basketball?
In the movie, there's a half an hour time period before the tax come into effect.
I just like, when you put the tax on, you put the shoes on, and then you start gingerly walking towards it, how is it not being activated?
Well,
it's just a time limit before Flubber works.
Well, with the basketballers, they put them on tacks under paint, and I think the idea is that the paint wears away. And then,
okay.
But there's also a scene earlier where Robin Williams puts just a bit on one leg, and but he doesn't do it to the other, and he's like going up and down.
Gotcha. So I guess what you got to do is you got to put on the horses like the shoes, and you got to like paint it, which would be very funny as they all get worn off very differently. Then you got a bit of momentum as well.
No.
As it sort of, because then it would propel itself forward. Yeah. He's just like mid gallop, it wears off, and then off it goes.
Does it count if a horse wins the race? Well, okay. So
this is a fucking the track they run around is an oval.
It's an oval.
So it doesn't.
It's just going off.
Well, is there somewhere
into
straight?
The crowd?
Yeah.
There's a straight. Yeah.
So you got to do that. There's a shorter races there. We got to time it so it wears off at that point. So you got to be with R&D. But also, I think you got to smear some flubber on its face and its rump, so that if it does go ass over the end,
I don't know if a horse dies but wins the race
if
it still counts.
I
guess I will have to try it in a way where I do put money on it just in case it does count if a dead horse wins.
Yeah, for sure.
But then I will also use it as a political movement.
That's awesome when they're like, the horse that is sort of like the cornerstone of your campaign. Is that the horse you bet on?
Yeah.
Didn't even win. It died and now I'm pissed off. I think horse racing's bad.
Oh, you covered both bases.
Yeah, exactly. Smart. I think horse racing's bad. It's destroyed my life. You're talking to me about it.
I think it'd be really dangerous to put the flubber on the horse's face for anybody who pats the horse.
Boing!
Slaps them straight back in the face.
What's wrong with this horse?
But yeah, I didn't think about the fact that if it's on a straight and it activates and it propels it forward, yes, it will make it win. Or at least finish farther than it would have. But if it does,
if there's a corner, it's you. And also, I just think if it's bouncing, it's bouncing so chaotically. The horse is just going.
Yeah.
To heaven.
Maybe you could do a thing where you do a whole horse dip. You know, like they do a tick dip where they like dunk it in water.
Yeah.
Dunk it in flubber so it's just flubbered everywhere.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, but then when the jockey hops on,
jockey now, bounces straight off.
So when it's like momentum, right? It's infinite momentum or whatever like that. Surely that's fucking up the horse's organs. Because if it moving, right, it's like
does anyone
momentum is going like one way. So everything's going one way. But then it hits its back and then it's going another way. Basically, you've turned this horse into a pinball.
Yeah.
Which is
awesome.
I just
don't know how good that is for
the
horse.
I think when you open up the horse, so you say you could tap the horse, tap a barrel, you're just getting a pink goo coming out.
You've
slurried its organs.
And skeleton.
Surely
you have a floppy horse, I think. You're like intact horse skin.
What if you did it to the other horses?
Yeah.
Then your horse wins the race and they just fly around like crazy.
And die.
Yeah. Because if a horse dies but makes it over the finish line, unclear. Mm. If every other horse dies but that horse, the living horse, makes it over the finish line, you probably
If a horse does die in a race, they usually do still finish the race.
Yeah.
But like if every other horse died and except the one horse like survived.
And I had lots of money on the horse. Do you reckon that would look suspicious?
I think that looks a little sus. Say, for example, you poisoned every other horse except for one. Everyone would be like, clearly there's something going on
but
here.
Because the horses have died in such a unique and unprecedented way.
Bouncing into the
could
ground.
Could they really tie it back to
but
you?
But if you have flubbered all the other horses, there is no guarantee that those horses won't bounce into your horse.
That's true.
Like you've created what was already a chaotic environment even more chaotic by introducing more bouncing horses.
What if I keep doing it as a political campaign? Like, keep sneaking into the stable, flubbering every horse.
Like,
Yeah. You've so maybe 40 horses have to die, but then no more die ever again.
Okay. You end racing because people are like, we think it's making the horses a very unique kind of sick.
Where they're bouncing all fucked up.
Yeah. So what
and
you...
careening into the crowd.
How many deaths at a horse racing stadium before they would put a pin in it?
Well, let's find out how many horse racing deaths has been in Australia this year. Because I think the answer is way higher than we'll expect.
I'm just trying to think, because what you'd do, so for example, let's say this crazy plan works, where you are flubbering all these horses to death and then coming out, hopefully anonymously, so that, you know, you don't get your own death threats.
Yeah.
So you could be like, okay, cool. Are you admitting to flubbering them? Or are you just saying, like, it's really bad that horse racing has taken a turn?
We don't know why the horses are doing this.
If you're like, it's been, well, because then the horse race association, they could just be like, well, we try to minimize the death. They could just PR this so that you are the villain, right?
Absolutely.
Because, well, you are killing little horses.
You are the villain.
So they can PR this to just be like, right, so... we try our best to minimize the amount of deaths in horse racing.
Yeah.
Like we love our horse. We care for them. We bring in a lot of like money and jobs and blah, 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 blah for the, you know, the community, for the country, et cetera, et cetera. And one maniac is dipping horses in flubber, causing the unnecessary deaths of all these horses and the jockeys and the
people
members
in
the crowd.
Plus, also, surely, if all these horses are dying so mysteriously, there will be cameras set up that will catch you with your little tub of flubber painting the horses.
There's been 168 deaths in horse racing in Australia in the last 12 months.
Okay.
I found that information out and saw a lot of dead horses just
okay.
Now.
So
170? Yeah, 170.
Okay.
And so if I kill 40.
In the space of like a month, you're killing 40.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there'd be a shutdown, there'd be an investigation, and they'd be like, what's happening?
Why are the horses doing this? Can we replicate this?
They're not just dying, they're being like
flung around. They're ragdolling across the race.
Is there bombs in our horses?
I don't know what you do as like a member of the public.
Yeah.
As a horse owner.
What if I got up in front of Parliament and I said, this is a message from God, clearly. Horse racing has to stop. Vote one, Joel.
Okay. Is that the main sort of point of your political?
Well, I guess if I'm using flubber, I could probably use it to somehow gain political advantage elsewhere.
Could you give me an example? How are you going to cheat on an election using flubbers? Okay.
You say,
how are you going to stop the steal with flubber?
If you flubber up your opponent, he bounces away.
I flubber up the podium in the debate so that when he steps on, he goes flying.
That's a good way to get rid of your political opponents.
But if it keeps happening, I think...
What if you do... Okay, so you do this in a very religious country. So maybe you're in America somewhere.
Yeah,
okay?
In the Bible Belt.
You're in the Bible Belt. Mm. You have a crucifix that you've flubbered.
I flubbered the crucifix.
You flubbered the thing Christ died on.
A cross?
Yeah. You say,
I think it's only a crucifix if he's on it.
Okay. He's on it.
Yeah, that's true.
No. So you've got a little cross.
Yep.
You say, my opponent is so full of the devil, he cannot touch the cross. Then you smack him with the cross, which has been flubberized. He goes flying away.
I also go flying because I'm holding it.
No.
He doesn't. It goes flying. My opponent is so full of the devil, he can't even touch me. He repels it. Boom, 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 boom. Like it smacks him, it smacks you, it smacks him, it smacks
the crowd. Just looking from person to person.
Watching as two men's faces just caved in.
Slowly concussed more and more. Eyes crossed.
It literally would burst through our head.
You might lose
cracking their skulls like an egg.
You might lose your hand with enough momentum.
Your hand falls out and the cross is just going between. Eventually, one of you would find out who had the weakest skull.
But you both have a bit of ABI, I feel.
A bit? I reckon this is literally caving in ahead.
Yeah.
And then the person who was meant to be moderating the debate is like, well, thank you everybody
today
for coming.
Today we have seen whatever the opposite of a miracle is.
President Kennedy's dead. Is it still ABI if your brain is mush?
If your brain is on the outside, I don't think it's an injury.
Is it still a miracle? If it's bad?
I mean, in a way.
For your entire political career to be summed up by your caved in head with a crucifix embedded in your brain. Wow.
I guess he was the same. They were both the same thing. Neither one God, was favored God, by God.
God wants them dead.
Maybe politicians are scum.
Is that what's happening?
Oh, I've overthrown the government. I've sacrificed my life, but
if both political like candidates in a two-party system die before the I guess that's the vice president step up. What happened? What?
Footage of that. What?
And I guess we're voting independent.
Okay. Interesting choices.
Okay.
So I don't think I've stolen the election. Nah. I don't think I've fixed horse racing, nor have I won money on the track.
No, okay. Well, I think, I was going to cheat, and maybe a bit smaller scale than, say, horse racing. So I was going to try and cheat at lawn bowls and try and beat, say, older people at a beautiful game of lawn bowls.
Were you going to flubberize the bowls?
I was going to basically Mick Malloy crackerjack this.
I went to you've come to the right place because a couple of weeks ago I went to the Australian National lawn bowls tournament.
Perfect. Right, beautiful.
So first of all, it is. The competitors are older, but not as old as you'd think.
Yeah.
Well, no, like, I mean, someone's maybe doing it on an amateur circuit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or just at a local bowls club.
I was at a bowls club, and I figured what I was going to do is flubberize their balls.
Okay.
So when they roll it thinking they're going to be a perfect roll, it's going to go haywire and go everywhere. I'm going to be close enough to the...
If you the bowl,
whatever it's called.
The jack.
The jack. Yeah, okay. Does I'm the flubber... resident flubber expert. What do you need to know? I'm Miss Johnny Flubber.
Flubber only work if it bounces, or could you roll it and it rolls forever?
I think what would happen... Mm. So are you roll... You would have to be very careful.
Oh, yeah.
Because if they rolled it...
Yeah.
And didn't have it smoothly leave their hand and hit the grass, it will bounce into the sky.
Perfect.
Which I guess still works, but then it bounces... As we see in the movie, infinitely.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the rules would say on that.
So that keeps bouncing up and down. So
but if you roll it, angle, I don't think anything will happen.
No? What if, well, when it hits
the jack, it'll go flying back.
But if it hits the jack,
and
the jack goes in the hole, which is presumably what you want, like the jack goes into the ditch at the end.
Yeah.
It's still in play, and they can still get a point.
No, but presumably it would hit...
It hasn't actually wrecked anything. In fact, because their ball hit the jack, it's still in play, where if you then roll your ball into the ditch after that...
Not in play.
But I'm imagining if it hits the jack, it'll bounce right back the way it came.
Yeah. But will the jack move?
I don't think so.
So if you throw flubber at something that can move...
Yeah.
So if I got two balls.
Right.
One is flubbered.
Let's talk flubber physics.
So say two basketballs. I got one basketball.
One's flubberized.
That's normal and one is flubberized.
Yeah.
If I bounce them into each other.
The flubberized ball will go flying.
But what does the other one?
The regular one will still get knocked, but it's not going to go flying.
Yeah, or does it absorb the kinetic energy?
No.
Because the momentum is going, it's using, so that gives a look at the energy, right?
Yeah.
So you have two balls. If one is stationary and one is not.
Yeah.
And it's like you're hurling it at that. The forward momentum that it was meant to have, which would then force the stationary ball to keep going, is now kind of internalizing and going the other way, right?
Into
the flubber. So it's absorbing that impact and then pushing it away.
Yes.
So I think the jack would stay.
Yes, right? I suppose so.
Because that's what the flubber is. It's using the forward momentum. And the moment it hits a surface, it's going backwards.
Yes, because I suppose when they punch somebody with a flubber hand, the head doesn't really get knocked back much at all.
The arm goes back?
The arm goes back.
Oh.
But there's a scene where they're punching one of the goons,
and
he still does get punched in the head.
Because if I was then we'll go to like boxing, and I flubberized, say, their particular...
Their head?
Well, no, their gloves.
Oh,
and so when I'm getting punched by them... Their arms getting shot back.
Their arms getting tired.
By the force of their punches.
And you could be Joel Hammett, the man with the invincible head.
Yeah. Because.
I don't even need the block.
Because, yeah.
In the stomach.
Well, no, because it punches me in the stomach, well, right?
That's true.
The same thing. It's that that forward momentum then goes rocketing back. My stomach pristine.
That's true.
Chunky and pristine. There. Arm
flying back and tired, and then you just got to push him over.
Yeah.
Also, that's not how boxing. You wouldn't punch.
No,
you just punch them.
Yeah. No, they would dislocate their shoulders.
No, because it's the same. The same momentum forward and back.
But like if you're a professional boxer and you're up full, like you're punching, your punches.
Oh yeah, I guess. But also your arms not meant to go. Yeah.
Like if I'm punching forward and extending all the way, and then that same thing where my arm is in a forward, and it goes rocket back. I am at the very least dislocating a shoulder.
Yeah, no, that's
which
fair.
Is then they can't punch.
So maybe cheating at boxing is the way to go.
Yeah,
I think that's a much better choice than lawn bowls.
Yeah.
Okay, to be honest, I'm mixing up bocce and lawn bowls. I don't know how you play lawn bowls. I assume it's the same.
Yeah, it is. But like, I think that involving flubber and something that rolls too risky.
Yeah, I thought with
and
rolling,
then you've also got to be good as well.
Yeah, good-ish.
I thought with rolling it would also then.
I don't think
like
it would
everywhere.
But I think the physics are off there. But with boxing, I think you're good.
Then with boxing, I would simply just try and do some bit of cheating by dipping their gloves in flubber.
There is though a scene where the one of the characters is punching another one of the characters, and they punch them in the head a bunch, and they still do get knocked unconscious. And there's another scene I just remember
that's awesome
where the flubber, so the romantic rival, he's a bad guy, the flubber goes
romantic
crazy.
Romantic rival,
because it's like
The flubber.
No, not the flubber. Flubber's got no romance in him. It goes bounces into his mouth, then it rockets out his asshole.
Does he fart?
No.
Because you boldly made the claim.
He doesn't fart. It just rockets out his asshole.
What happens when flubber goes through your internal systems at that speed?
I'm guessing he makes a face that goes like this. He's like, oh.
Yeah, he's like, oh.
Surely it is like giving you the it's flushing you out, right?
We would think flubber would come up with a bunch of human shit.
Like, not just like undigested
and stomach bile.
You know, he got a colonic.
Probably realistically, the flubber would just go through your throat and then bypass all of your organs and go straight out. It would kind of like the bowling ball from earlier, just come out your gooch.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't see it pop out of his anus, so it might have come out his gooch. Yeah. And he never turns up again. So
he's dead. Is he a gooch?
There's a lot of internal.
No, he's another professor.
So he's an innocent man. Yeah. Why is he eating flubber?
He's not eating it on purpose. So the bad guy in the movie wants Flubber to sell, and he's gotten this guy in to try and figure out how Flubber works. Mm. But then Flubber's going crazy, and just by pure happenstance,
goes in his mouth,
out his gooch, kills him.
Yeah, because I'm like, if there's a lot of internal sphincters and stuff and little like turns and et cetera in your human body.
Well, certainly, I mean, your intestines are going crazy. And if he's Flubber's just bypassing all of that.
Because if it happens that quickly and he's bypassing all of that, that's at speed.
Yeah.
Straight. That's a dead man.
He's truly deceased.
Dead.
Flubber kills a man in the movie Flubber.
Is it awesome though?
Yeah.
That's fine.
One of the best scenes in the movie.
What happens if I dip myself in Flubber in the boxing match?
Because
I'm stationary, and then the person who's punches me, he punches me
the
in
same
the face.
Thing would
I think the same thing would happen. But you'd have to be really careful getting out of the ring.
you take one step.
Where do you usually
Also, Flubber's not invisible.
Yeah. No, if you use it, the spray,
like
it
just looks like water. Mist,
Oh, right. I forgot about the mist.
At one point, he also puts it on his hands. This is how he gets onto the hands of the basketball kids. Gets on his hands, and he shakes the kid's hands, and he slaps one of the kids on the bottom.
Mm.
Okay. And so he sits down.
He bounces back up again.
Okay, and when they're bouncing it,
they're bouncing it, it's like an incredibly fast dribble, but they don't move their hand.
Yeah.
Okay, so then, all right. So if I douse my, face.
Yeah.
How
do you wash flubber off?
They don't elaborate.
What happens to those basketball kids after they finish playing basketball?
Well, I think they probably put them shorts in the wash. Ruin my washing machine.
Break your washing machine. Bouncy shorts.
Because where do you usually get punched a lot?
The guts, the face.
The guts.
And the gloves.
Yeah. And the gloves. So I reckon I could just spray my face and my guts and then leave everything else unsprayed.
Here's a question. Say you got flubber on your lips.
Yeah.
And you close your lips together.
Mm-hmm.
Are you walking out on stage like, let's go?
Uh-huh.
Or like, she's imitating a car, I guess.
Or am I just there open mouth like some kind of lizard?
Well, you've got a mouth guard, so being open mouth probably wouldn't draw that much attention.
Yeah.
That's true, but putting the mouth guard in, it might bounce away.
No, I got to put the mouth guard in, and then I got to spray everything. I'm getting in my mouth.
Yeah. Flubber tongue, dude.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer.
Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Flobatong, eat out your wife.
Yeah.
Whoa. I was like, maybe good
for sex.
Yeah, could be.
Could be.
Rimming with the flobatong.
Yeah. I was about to say, would you be better?
Rack an asshole.
Yeah. I guess you'd flubberize your tongue. Would it be better to flubberize the clitoris or the anus?
No. Using flubber as lube will be bad.
Use flubber as lube, you just go flying back out every thrust like I'm fucking in space.
Just like fucking in space.
You know, you do one thrust and then you just go, woo, you disappear into the cosmos.
Yeah.
What about
if you're holding, okay, so say you're going.
So, okay.
Like, you know what? Because this is going to be the easiest way to describe, let's go doggy style. The way the dogs
so
fuck.
So I guess.
But when humans do it, chances are whoever is doing the fucking has hands on hips or waist.
Uh-huh.
One thrust and
blow your one thrust. That's all it takes.
Blow your own back out.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess, all right, cheating on our wives.
Okay, beautiful.
Okay, all right, so we're using flubber to cheat in the sexual way.
What about
this? Can that ever work?
What about this? If I flubberize just one eye and then I wink, but I guess it's flubberized, I wink a billion times a second.
What will that help you with?
Well, it's like, you know, one wink is sort of flirty and fun. What about a billion winks
a second?
I think
two winks just already crossed the boundary of like
that's a twitch.
yeah, it's just a twitch.
Yeah, if I'm like, hey Jack.
Yeah, okay, yeah, right, flirty wink.
Hey Jack.
You okay?
Yeah,
fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so
but yeah, because I'm still can't think about like because flubber as lubricant, because you said asshole and pussy before. In once, but then with the thrust power.
Yeah.
It's you're being launched out of the same speed.
Yes.
So yeah, you're probably dislocating your pelvis.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Flying into a wall.
Yeah.
Slamming into the wall. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What if you're
holding on, maybe you might flip forward to do like a cool somersault.
Okay. All right. What about instead we go reverse cowgirl and we're lying down.
Okay.
They bounce off.
They bounce off. You watch their head impale through the ceiling.
Okay,
they're just dangling down like that. You're like, honey, I'm sorry. I don't know how I didn't foresee this.
Yeah.
But if you're holding their hips, say, When you bounce back, you're going to keep holding there. You're yeah. both going to hit the back.
Okay,
wall.
So, okay, maybe. Okay, what about this then? Harnesses. Okay. So we can't be able to. Really gotta, yeah, all right. So, we got like, we hold each other. Again, I still think maybe reverse cowgirl. Or sure. Just cowgirl is yeah, the best position for this. So, we kind of
strap cowgirl's awesome.
Away.
That's where you see the arse.
Yeah, nice. I love that bit.
So, it's like, all right. So, it's, strap everyone on so we can't get too far. And then we simply put a little bit of flubber on, like, the, you know, the around the base of the penis.
Okay. Oh, so and you're, so and you then, want big fuck.
Yeah. It's like, so kind of like with the basketball, how it's kind of constantly going, but where, you know, you're maintaining.
I've been burned penis and pussy.
So again, I think awesome. it's gonna be great. You're gonna come, and no. Oh my god, it's gonna suck.
Because you're like, you're strapped in. We're all strapped in. You can't get off.
No.
That's why I guess you've got to have a knife to cut the cords.
Cut the straps so they can fly off. That
was the best come of my
you're
life.
Getting your red raw penis.
Yeah, it's
hey, that rocked.
It's you've got
same time again next year.
You've got no more foreskin or remnants of foreskin.
Yeah,
you've got
no more wife who's shot through the wall.
No more penis. No more nothing.
That's not a problem in the world.
Maybe you're dead.
You're both deceased.
I think you come and you die.
Like those not dogs. I almost said bees, but that's also not what I meant.
No, bees do.
What animal
bees fuck and die?
Yeah, bees, they explode.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
it was bees I was thinking of.
I think there's another creature, though, that comes
in. Fish? Nice. There's some
spiders.
Fish that do it.
Spiders?
There's quite a few fish that do
fish,
it.
Yeah. Spiders, little insects.
Yeah.
Octopus, maybe?
Octopus, definitely. Any mammals? I don't think so.
Anyway, I think we're 1 from 5 for things we could feasibly use flubber to cheat on.
I was thinking I could use it to get like a leg up in the sort of business world by killing my rivals.
Okay, similar to my political campaign, smarter.
This was my plan.
Okay.
So I say, hey, fellas, shall we go skydiving? Okay, but I flubberize their suits.
Uh-huh.
So that when they hit the ground,
I
snipped their skydiving, their parachute. Uh-huh. When they hit the ground, they just bounce back up into the sky again, into the atmosphere, and...
Nobody, no crime.
They become satellites of planet Earth. I land and I'm like, have the other guys arrived?
Yeah. And they're like, no.
Where's Ted? They're like, he was here briefly.
Okay.
You watch him panicking. Oh no, Ted's shirt's broken. Ted's shirt, he's going to hit the boing.
But then what?
Where's Ted gone? I'm like in the plane watching. I see him fly up into the sky.
Uh-huh.
Not my problem.
And then you don't even need to skydive. You can just be like, all right, take her down.
No, that's suspicious. Why did they take it down? They're like, did you skydive? I'm like, oh, no.
I got scared because I saw what happened to Ted.
Did you see that?
Ted's parachute was all cut up and then he rocketed into the atmosphere.
So funny.
Now a satellite.
To be parachuting down and Ted's like, let's hold hands. And I'm like, oh, no. No, let's hold hands.
Not Ted.
I think I want to.
Not Ted. This is not a hold hand.
Hold my hands.
Oh, fuck off.
I'm a nervous parachute
I'm just going to let go of his hands when he hits the ground.
What? That means your chute didn't open.
I got confused.
You're like, holding his head. He goes, he's like, got time to pull the chute. He pulls his chute. It's getting flies away because you've cut it. And then he looks at you and you're like, I'll let go as soon as he hits the ground. He's like, Jackson, open your chute. He's like, I got a plan.
Why did I come to you over the wind, Ted? Open your chute, I'm going to die. Let go of my hands. Look on my hands, I'll push
you. Then I'll die.
No, I just need to grab it. No, just hold on with one hand.
No. So you careen in that split second where you land together. You are now mush, and he bounces up, holding onto your two heads. They get yanked off your body. Jackson is
who does
the
company go to? Not you. Not Jackson.
Well, not.
Well, you're a smear on the ground. Ted is still alive?
Ted is a satellite with two Jackson arms.
So, I don't Ted's think he lost. Alive until...
Until
it gets to a certain altitude.
Yeah, probably. Then Ted's dead.
Well, with enough, so if you're falling from the high, well, I don't know how skydiving works, but if you fall in like, you know, you jump out the plane and you hit a certain
terminal velocity.
There's a lot of physics question that people are going to scream at us about, and I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So you hit terminal like a terminal velocity, and then you hit like the ground, and then you bounce back up again. You have the same amount of force going down. Now, force that's pulling you is gravity, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so then you. Going up again with the foot like that, like are you clearing the the atmosphere, or are you just going to keep this perpetual
bounce away through neighborhoods and country roads?
Also, I imagine you need to be at a certain, like, you need to be directly a vertical, because if it's slightly at an angle, whoa.
Imagine Ted lives.
Ted might live. Holding your arms.
Oh, fuck.
And then Ted gets the company.
I'm sitting there with no arms.
No arms, a schmeal. No
just
arms,
a head and
no
some
front.
Congratulations, Ted. I'm very happy for you.
Bits of your flesh just sloughed off your core.
Kind of half a skull on a chair with like a tie. Yeah, I'm very happy for you, Ted.
Yeah,
you
enjoy really the company.
Congratulations.
You've worked hard. Like, you did a world. You did a solo travel of the entire world.
That was a crazy freak accident that happened, Ted. I'm really happy for you, though. Congratulations.
He's just bouncing. And you presumably covered his whole suit. He's going to keep bouncing until, like, I don't know what, NASA devise a mech?
Well,
we must catch Ted. We simply must catch Ted.
Earth unites together to rescue Ted, the bouncing man.
Save our Ted.
Save our Ted. Save
Sod.
Ted.
Sod. Sod. Sod.
Save our Ted. Sod. He bounces. Just like a global, the UN is like, Ted might come through your country.
Yeah,
Ted, try to stop him.
Ted might become, like, I don't know, the new messiah.
Yeah, save our Ted.
Let's talk about, like, a miracle. Yeah. This man bounced.
People interviewing my meat on TV. Yeah, I think it's really
happened to him. If he didn't bounce, I guess me still being alive, even though I'm only half a head and fell out of a plane, would be newsworthy, but no one's even mentioned that.
I have no arms. And
I'm mostly meat and guts and the head, but...
Jason,
what do you think about the fact that Ted will receive the company once we stop him bouncing?
Once we catch Ted.
I'm really happy for him.
Yeah, what's it like being, I guess, the interim president of this company while we figure out what to do with Ted?
It is bittersweet. Because as you can see, I'm just guts and a skull. And obviously I won't have the position permanently, but I think Ted will do a really good job.
Yeah, do you have any ways that we could think we could catch Ted?
I can't think of anything.
I tried to, like, you know, use my position as interim president to ask him from the board.
Yeah, but they...
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
They wouldn't let me. So, no, I'm happy for him, honestly. Okay.
Yeah, God bless Ted and
what
his
if we
family.
Did it? Yeah. Okay, no.
Can you use Flubber? The other thing I'm thinking about cheating is to cheat on your taxes.
Okay. Yes.
The only way I can think of it is you file it in a way where it doesn't bounce until they go to open it, and then it bounces away. But it's been ticked off. They just kind of ordered it.
I think I got this. Okay, so Flubber is a little guy.
Yes, he is a little
guy. I created it, right?
Yeah.
So in a way, I am its father.
Oh, okay.
Could I classify Flubber as my dependent?
I think you could.
And what does a Flubber need? Flubber is a very interesting individual that has certain expensive needs,
Robin
maybe.
Robin Williams has a whole fucking laboratory for the guy. So
I need to have special care of my Flubber child.
Yeah, yeah.
I probably need, like, a lot of government handouts.
Yeah.
And heaps.
Heaps. The most you can give.
Flubber needs to be kept cold or maybe near radiation.
Yeah. So it needs to be cold, near radiation. A Nintendo would be nice.
Yeah. Well, he's got to be entertained.
Flubber needs Nintendo.
Got to keep Flubber occupied.
I like the idea of them being like, this is a medical marvel. We're shipping you off to Chernobyl.
Why would you do that?
Well, we need radiation.
No, we can get the radiation, but there's the most radiation. Yeah,
no, but like you need like a microwave and you just punch it a little
that's
bit
enough.
And then you just turn it on.
No,
yeah,
I think we're sending
enough.
You to Chernobyl.
But Flubber wants to meet John Cena.
I don't need to be near Chernobyl.
We'll
build you an awesome suit. That will be, again, you'll see some fucked up dogs. There's fucked up dogs in Chernobyl, or is it fucked up cattle? Probably both.
I think they're just regular dogs.
They're just full of radiation.
Yeah, you shouldn't eat them.
Yeah.
But otherwise.
Well, I probably would need a normal dog.
Probably got like a lower, you know, life expectancy.
Yeah.
Probably from the radiation. Yeah.
But isn't it like that?
Can we still meet John Cena?
Yeah. The government will let you meet John Cena. And you can claim it on your taxes.
I wonder if there's a way with tactics, could we buy a bunch of stuff, write it off, cover it in flubber, bounces away when the taxman comes.
I guess, yeah.
Is there anything where you could somehow get more money from it bouncing away?
Yeah. Okay, but maybe this is a bit cheating of insurance.
Okay. So
a bit like,
insure your car for $100,000, bounce it into space.
Yeah. But I don't know. I was simply driving my car. Yeah.
And it bounced
and then
off.
It bounced off into the space. Can I have money, please?
That's an act of God. If I've ever seen an act of God, your car bouncing into space is an act of God, okay?
And that's covered by insurance?
No!
What if I was to go find an insurance company and I'm like, all right, okay. Yeah. Well, what are the clauses of, say, I don't know, if it bounces off into space?
Can you get something insured for an act of God?
I don't know. They often talk about it like that's not allowed, but if you specifically do that.
Well, no.
If you think, hey, I'm going to get struck by lightning, it's coming.
Yeah, but like if you get, say, for example, what happened to this beautiful studio was that we got flooded. Now, flooding is generally an act of God / biblical.
Yeah, fair.
So, sort of plague. You know, yeah, it's a plague vibe. But, you know, you have insurance that covers flooding. So that, I don't know. I don't understand what, it's an act of God, whatever. Yeah. So you'd have insurance of, you'd have to prove that it was natural forming.
Well, but your car went to space.
Your car didn't go to space.
What about can you cheat on your exams? My test sheet went away. It bounced away. Can't do it.
Don't think that they don't just give you a pass.
If I get if I'm filling out a multiple choice with a pencil and I put a bit of flubber on that and I'm like, I got to mark it. And whoa, it flew away. sorry, I can't do my exam. They're going to hand me a pencil. I'm like, fuck.
Like, can we flubber our brain to make us smarter?
No.
Oh, I've got it.
Okay. Yeah.
Can cheat your way into free food.
Oh.
Step one.
Uh-huh.
Order a pizza.
Okay.
Or you order heaps of pizzas. You're not paying for this.
Okay.
You select pay at the door.
Okay.
Step three, the pizza man rings the doorbell and then somehow just rockets away, leaving the pizzas pristine and hot and steaming.
Pizza company gives a call and says, have you seen our driver? He just dropped off the pizza.
So I want to say, you've ordered an obscene amount of pizzas. This delivery person is holding the pizzas in a stack. He's like, okay. Is a doorbell, presumably.
Press
the doorbell.
Now
he presses the doorbell with the speed of which you press a doorbell, which isn't a lot.
No, but it's...
But it's flubber, but so it's flubber, it, it,
so it
it'll
seems
be...
to be like... It's almost like exponentially, increases the amount.
Yeah.
He goes rocketing, holding the pizzas in one hand.
Yeah, but it doesn't...
So his arm goes this way as
the
he spins around.
The pizzas go flying! He slams into the pizza delivery car, dead. You go outside and scrape the pizzas off the wall of your house?
Can you? Brassy's still good.
I'm taking a human life for half a good pizza.
The pizza company calls you up and is like, have you seen our driver? You open the curtains and look out at the dead man. No, I don't know where he is.
I'm yet to receive my pizzas, actually. Can you send the replacement?
It's funny to imagine you watching through the windows, the pizza truck car arrives and it turns around. No. Drop off first.
Or you need to... Okay, so the trick would be you'd have to order enough pizzas that he has to put the pizzas down to ring the doorbell.
Yeah, okay.
Or maybe I have a situation where it requires a two-hand job to ring the doorbell.
Two-hand jobs, nice. Yeah, what about this? What if you flubber up your hand and when you take the pizzas, you say, thank you very much. Or you go for a high five.
Hell yeah, pizza.
Pizza! And he goes, whoa, flying away.
Uh-huh. So, you generally...
If you... Okay, sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm
so when
trying to work
they
this
find
out.
The dead body,
yeah,
they will find your fingerprints. But your fingerprints will be on top of his fingerprints.
Well, it's not that. It's just
killed.
Well, not so much that. It would just be the man is propelled outside your front door.
What happened?
Well,
officer, what
and
the
there's
fuck?
There's a record of pizza being delivered to your house, and clearly you got the pizza because you're eating it.
What the fuck? That's crazy, dude.
I don't know what they. I don't know what they could pin you for.
It would be such a funny thing to watch on one of those doorbell caps.
Yeah.
Or fish-eyed.
Because chances are, maybe some neighbors have the footage, doorbell cams or other security.
I think what would get you in trouble is they wouldn't blame you because how could they?
They'd be like, "What did you do?"
But they would probably blame you for going inside and eating the pizza and not calling the cops.
I think.
What if I call the cops? Surely they'd still let me eat the pizza.
I mean, you got some time from when they arrive.
Do you reckon that would look okay? So say doorbell rings, pizza. Yeah. I mean, flying.
Would this be suspicious? But
the three pizzas are still. Yeah. So my plan works.
Yeah. Okay.
Pizza guy puts down the pizzas, rings the doorbell, gets blown away.
Yeah.
I immediately call the cops.
Right. Yeah.
But then I take the pizzas inside and I eat the pizzas. Do you reckon that makes me look guilty?
I think that makes you look like a monster. I don't know how, like, you a man died in front of you and you can eat three pizzas?
I'm stress eating.
You're a hungry monster.
I'm stress eating.
Are you eating while the police question you?
No.
Okay.
I'm eating while I'm waiting for the police.
I think you could maybe get away with it, but
you would have to say that, you threw the pizzas away.
I think, actually, you know what? I've decided I would get
evidence.
I would get pizzas are, pizzas are evidence.
Can you talk, can we do the police phone call?
Okay.
I'll be the police. Hello, 911, what can I do for you?
Hi, something very strange has just happened outside my house.
Okay, we're listening.
A man tried to deliver me some dinner, and it looks like that something, like, blew him away.
Okay, did you see what blew him away?
No, he's gone, but it looked violent.
Okay. Well, we'll send people out to your house. All right, I guess you could get away with it.
Yeah. What?
I guess.
Yeah, I suppose you
can. Yeah, but then you're an eyewitness.
Yeah, that's all right.
So you got to keep this lie.
You got to describe what happened.
Well, you got to kind of describe what happened, right? As opposed to, I heard a loud noise and the delivery person, they delivered my pizza, I thanked them, we closed the door, and then
well, maybe
I heard
a sound. You know what?
Oh, but then it's like, but then there's no cash on them, so you didn't pay them.
I think the
you're
best
fine, but you're under arrest for not paying for your pizza.
Well, no, because they'd be like, well, this story isn't adding up.
Yeah.
Like, no, I think I would just be like, hey, I ordered food, heard the doorbell ring. Yeah, when I went to the doorbell, no one was there, but there was a bit of, like, carnage around and the pizza's on my doorstep, so I took them inside. It looks like there was some kind of fight.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think that'd be it.
I think as long as the pizza guy isn't just embedded in the car parked outside my front door.
Yeah.
If as long as they're not immediately within eye.
Yeah. But even if you could, the police got and you were like, I took the pizzas off the pizza guy and I high-fived him and I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
I guess I high-fived him with such strength.
No, with that one, it just seems like I went into a fit of rage and killed him.
But there, you went to high-five him, but this make sure that your ring cam is on.
Yeah, okay.
So then it's showing that you high-fiving him and then him exploding.
Yeah, and the police will be like, how did you do
that? I don't know, officers.
You washed the flubber off by that point. You
know, as you're eating a pizza.
I think it was a bomb.
Yeah, you put a bomb in that man.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there is...
Like, although, you eating the pizza...
I think eating the pizza is fine. Because
I don't know, because they're like, why did you eat the pizza? You saw a freak accident happen where a man has died.
High-fived
a man so hard that they died.
No,
and
high-fiving.
You still ate pizza.
High-fiving, no, I couldn't get away with it, but I think if I heard like a loud noise, found the pizzas, ate the pizza, that's fine.
I think they would be like, people do weird stuff in shock. Yeah. They'd still suspect you.
Yeah.
Because a man died... And before delivering you pizza.
After delivering
pizza. I also love that this whole scheme is to just not pay for the pizza.
Yeah.
What did it cost? A man's life. But no money.
No money.
As opposed to $30, I've taken a stranger's life.
Yeah, but then... So there'd be records of you ordering the pizza and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And sure, you'd get away with it enough, but maybe like after the owners or whatever, they've grieved the loss of their employee or whatever.
They might come and ask for the money.
They might be like, hang on, that person have actually paid for the, the money as well.
But it could also go in your favor if you're proved innocent. They might be like, we're so sorry you had to see one of our drivers
die.
Free pizzas for life.
A human life for free pizzas for life.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, there's that classic thing, if you had a button, every time you pressed it, you got $1 million, but somebody somewhere in the world died.
Yeah.
You have a button, you press it, you get free pizzas for life. Someone somewhere in the world dies. Is there a fine deal?
You just happen to see the man.
That would suck, dude. They gave me the box and I pressed it and it was a guy in front of me. I was like, did you do that on purpose? And they're like, no, dude, what are the odds?
What if two people present you the box and they're talking to you and you press the button and one of them dies?
Press it again. Somebody just somewhere else dies. You die.
Gotta press the button.
You gotta press the button.
Gotta press the button.
People die all the time anyway.
Yeah.
Exactly. I could do with $1 million.
Yeah, that's fair. People die all the time, but Jackson never gets $1 million.
Yeah, exactly. It's gonna happen anyway. Yeah. So that's what we do with Flubber, I suppose.
Yeah.
And what brilliant decisions from all of us.
So I think it's pretty easy to cheat with using Flubber.
All great ideas.
It's a multi-purpose goo.
Yeah. Well, on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
This has been another episode of Plumbing the Death Star, and let us know, which Flubber plan did you like the best and can see yourself using in the future? Flubber's real now.
Yeah. Flubber's real now, yeah.
Yeah. Just, I don't know, use his toothpaste. I don't know.
Yeah. Whoa, that'd be fucking crazy. How many pizzas are worth a human life?
Four?
Five? That's what we want answered in the comments. How many pizzas are worth a human life?
Dude.
I think a million. Three?
1 million pizzas?
For a person's life, yeah.
Because that's too many pizzas to eat.
Over the course
I'll freeze some.
Did he say a threesome?
He said, I'll freeze them.
A threesome.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
And this is a pop culture comedy podcast where we ask the most important sporting... Whoa, wrong podcast. I have too many intros that all sound the same. I'll just go from the top. Hey, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
Fuck!
Sorry.
It's okay. Take your time. Let them tears fall, baby.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
Fuck! You know what? Fuck this. I'm just going to write it down so that I will fucking relax.
Fair enough.
I don't know if this is fun anymore. Actually, I think I quit.
That's awesome.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.